Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood sleep whisperer. And trust me, I know a thing or two about snoozing like a champion because let's be real, who doesn't crave those blissful nights of deep, restorative sleep? In today's fast-paced world, getting quality shut-eye often feels like an Olympic sport. We're constantly bombarded with notifications, deadlines, and that never-ending to-do list. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel that just keeps spinning even when you hit the pillow? But hey, don't worry, you're not alone. And guess what? You can totally reclaim those precious sleep hours and wake up feeling refreshed and ready to conquer the day. Today, we're diving deep into the world of sleep hygiene with the real expert Dr. Emily Wright, a renowned sleep specialist who's literally written the book on catching ZZZS, well, a few books actually. She spilled all her top secret tips and tricks, and trust me, these are game changers. First things first, let's talk about setting the stage for sleep success. Dr. Wright emphasizes creating a sanctuary in your bedroom. Think cool, dark, and quiet. Ditch the screens at least an hour before bedtime because that blue light can seriously mess with your melatonin production, which is like your body's natural sleep-wake cycle regulator. Imagine it as this little hormone superhero telling your brain, time to wind down, champ. Next up, consistency is key. Dr. Wright stresses the importance of establishing a regular sleep-wake schedule, even on weekends. Think of it like training your internal clock. It'll learn to anticipate when it's time for bed and wake up naturally. It's almost like your body has this built-in alarm system that gets better with practice. Another golden nugget from Dr. Wright? Exercise is your sleep bestie. Getting those endorphins pumping during the day can work wonders for your sleep quality at night. Think of it as a natural stress reliever and energy booster. Just avoid working out right before bed because you don't want to be wide awake when it's time to snooze. Speaking of stress, Dr. Wright reminds us that our minds are like those pesky little puppets they need training too. She recommends incorporating relaxation techniques into your evening routine. Try a calming bath, some gentle stretching, or even guided meditation. It's all about quieting the mental chatter and preparing your mind for a peaceful slumber. Picture this. You're snuggled in bed, feeling calm and relaxed, your body ready to drift off into dreamland. That's the power of good sleep hygiene. Ever feel like you're running on fumes because you just haven't been sleeping well? You know that feeling when you hit that afternoon slump and everything feels sluggish? Well, let me tell you, I was there once too. I used to be a notorious night owl, the kind who stayed up way past my bedtime, binge-watching shows and scrolling through social media until the wee hours of the morning. But then came the days when I dragged myself out of bed feeling like a zombie, struggling to focus and get through even the simplest tasks. That's when I realized I needed to make a change. So, I started implementing some of Dr. Wright's sleep hygiene tips, and let me tell you, it was a game changer. I started setting a regular bedtime and sticking to it like glue, even on weekends. I traded my screen time for a relaxing bath before bed and discovered the magic of meditation. And guess what? I started waking up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to tackle the day with a smile on my face. So, you see, good sleep hygiene isn't just about getting enough hours, it's about creating healthy habits that set you up for success both inside and outside your dreams. Let me recap those key takeaways one more time because they are absolute game changers. Create a cool, dark, and quiet bedroom oasis. Establish a consistent sleep-wake schedule. Think of it as training your internal clock. Exercise regularly to boost your energy levels and promote better sleep at night. Just avoid intense workouts right before bed. Manage stress with relaxation techniques like meditation or deep breathing exercises. And lastly, limit screen time before bed because that blue light can really mess with your sleep-wake cycle. Remember, good sleep isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. By making these simple changes, you can unlock the power of restful nights and wake up feeling like a brand new person. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest sleep struggles? Share your stories and tips in the comments below. Let's build a community of sleep superstars together. And don't forget to subscribe to Nightly.com for more expert advice and insightful conversations about everything sleep. Until next time, sweet dreams everyone.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.